And, you know, it's a shame. First of all, we are so thankful that nobody was killed. So, you know, that's the first thought. It's been a terrible, terrible year for us. But my thoughts on it are that the system didn't work. He shouldn't have been out. You know, something more should be done. You know, obviously he has a problem, a drinking problem, and that's my biggest concern is he got behind the wheel again and he could have hurt somebody. You know, we feel blessed that our grandchildren lived and Randy is okay, our neighbor's okay. They still have some medical issues, but I just can't believe that he got behind a wheel again. That just shows really poor judgment, and I don't understand.
You think he should be in jail?
I have a lot of thoughts on that. I think he should be punished, whether it's going out and talking to people about driving and drinking. I think the main thing that he needs to look at right now is to stop lying and to recognize he has a drinking problem and stop drinking. And he needs to do something about it and, you know, help other people that have the same problem.
Do you think he should resign?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Was it your granddaughter who suffered the fractured skull?
Yes.
How is she doing?
She is doing okay. You know, we still have some concerns, but she's doing okay. Those are long term that you have to just watch out for. She had a fractured skull here, and she had fractures on her face that they had to look at to make sure that her eye socket's okay and everything. But, you know, hopefully everybody in the long run will be okay. But, you know, and Randy almost lost his sight, you know, so there's a lot of long-term medical things right now that are going on.
You guys live out here on the water. It's got a beautiful view, and boating is a part of life. Do your grandkids, are they willing to go out boating? Do they feel safe after all this happened?
They did not. We started off this year. Two of them never wanted to go out on the water again. So I started off with, we have kayaks and we have a paddle boat. And I said, here, why don't you start getting used to the water? And we did just get another boat, and we went around on the creek. So right now they're just getting used to it again. But yeah, it's been the memories for them, especially my older grandson who was on the tube. He thought his brother was killed. So
what about you? You watched it.
It's something that you never want to go through. It's been, you know, a memory that'll always be there, and it's not pleasant.
And now, 1 year later, to hear the Delegate Boyer is arrested for drunk driving again makes you feel how?
I just hope the system works this time and that he does not get behind the wheel again and drive. Somebody needs to do something about it. And before somebody gets seriously hurt.
Thank you.